Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Preston's report card.
All right, let's get right to it. We welcome in the professor. Mike Preston joins us. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. Rob Long's off today. Basketball tournament in New York. Mike, how are you, man?
Already. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. So let's just jump right into it. Mike Preston, of course, with the Baltimore Sun. You can check out his grades, baltimoresun.com. Now, let's start off with quarterback. What did you give Lamar for his play?
I gave him a C. There's a postseason Lamar and an MVP Lamar. The postseason Lamar played the first half of that game with the turnovers and the fumble. You got to secure the fumble, can't throw the interception, and so forth. One time he tripped over Lindenbaum's foot, and another time, if he makes that pass to Derrick Henry in the left flat early in that game, that might have been a touchdown too. So, but the second half he played well. He played well, and I thought he was going to pull it off. And so I give him a C, kind of balance up the first half.
Hmm. What about the running game? I was surprised we had so much trouble
initially
running against this defense.
Well, I think they penetrated, got some stuff, got in the gaps. They knew there was no Zay Flowers in the game, and that hurt the Ravens. And they brought it. And then in the second half, they come out, they loaded up, and they went with it, and they got some yards. But, they had to come back and score and try to get back in the game, and that takes out Derrick Henry. So I gave them a C. Offensive line, I gave them a C minus. They struggled in the first half too. When he came out and they started the game well, but then the whole team kind of like went into a lull for the remainder of the first half. And the Ravens, they got to get their running game going to have a good offense, and which they did in the second half. So I gave them a C minus. And receivers, you know, Rashad Bateman, he wasn't in late in the game, and I'm not faulting him for that because he got injured, but, you need his presence in a game. I thought Likely played well. But Mark Andrews, he had the fumble. He dropped the two-point conversion pass. I gave them a D in big games. And I know it's cold and so forth, but, hey, you're the clutch guy. And I feel bad for him. I do, because next to Ray Lewis, that guy's worked harder than anybody on that team. But to see that happen to him, it was kind of frustrating. But at the same time, it happened. So I gave them a D.
What about the offensive line, Mike?
The offensive line, I gave them a C-.
Anything stand out in particular with them?
No, I thought they were okay, but they weren't great. You know, they kind of came on with the rest of the offense in the second half. You know, where they picked it up and they started getting Ricard in the game and said, no, we're going to play power football. But then once they're not good pass blockers. And Lamar, in the last couple series, he was just making plays like Lamar usually does. Improvising, reading, running all over the place. And that's good in a way, but not good for your offensive line.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of things that kind of move the ball, and jumping ahead a bit here, but what do you think of special teams play, particularly Keaton Mitchell?
Keaton Mitchell, I thought he averaged like 28.6 yards on kickoff returns. I was surprised that the Bills kept kicking him the football. I'm like, you should kick it to the other guy. Sims, he was the one the week before had problems with the – remember he had the ball that bounced off his face mask? Those were the ones I was concerned about, but they kept kicking to him, and I'm like, well, they must see something. I don't know, or maybe the kickers just kicked that way, but I was pretty happy with that. I was very happy, you know, that Tucker converted on those two field goals. And I'm like, okay, it's clutch time. He knows the deal. That's what he gets paid for. So if we get to the fourth quarter and he has to come up big, he can deliver. They never got that far, but he did well. Other than that, besides the turnovers, they kind of kept Buffalo pinned down. I mean, I think their average start was like 30 yards, 25 yards. That's a pretty good day.
Mike, after the game, you kind of look at the numbers and you're going, the hell happened in that game? Like, I mean, Josh Allen threw for 127 yards, and it's not like – I know they ran the football efficiently, but it wasn't anything that was really overwhelming or anything like that. What did you give the coaches and just your overall thoughts on this game?
All right. Well, I give the defensive line a game because, you know, they came into the game number one ranked in run defense. I think you were behind 27 yards rushing. Yep. They averaged 4.1 yards a carry. Their linebackers, CC minus. I thought the inside guys were fairly strong, even though Malik Harrison was getting blocked all over the place. Roquan played a good game. They're outside guys. Van Noy, what did he finish with? They're like four tackles, one or 0.5 sacks, and one pressure. Owe, nothing. Anyway, basically goose eggs. And you knew that was going to happen because that's one thing they do is Buffalo has a good offensive line, and they neutralize those guys. The secondary – I've seen that before. They gave up those big plays early, and the call on White was bizarre. That was a bad call.
That was terrible.
I mean, the guy pushed him. he's just running with the guy, and pretty much in self-defense, those things happen in the postseason. I was a little surprised by that one, but it didn't go to Ravens' way. They got to see mine. She saw Harbaugh over there shaking his head like, oh, what are you calling here? Coaching, you know, and I know John Harbaugh will take a lot of heat, you know, and everybody would say, Lamar, you've had an MVP for 3 years and whatever, whatever. But except for that lull they had in the first half, they made the adjustments in the second half. Their defense played better. Their offense played better. They just had turnovers. And coaches coach, players play. And I thought they did a good job. I think they've done a pretty good job all season. So I give them a B for the game, just for the lull they had earlier in the game. But for the most part, they made the adjustments. They made the corrections. So I gave them a B. And, guys, let me tell you something. One of the best things that I saw, and I saw this in 2000 when Eddie George played Ray Lewis, he comes into the locker room, the Ravens locker room, and those two guys hug. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Because, you know, minutes before, they're just out there just beating the pee out of each other. And then you see Allen and Lamar Jackson, of all the hype and all the trash between social media and two players, and those guys have that embrace.
Yep.
And then Josh Allen talks about him after the game. To me, that's competition. That's special.
Yeah, I mean, that's very cool. It's like a hat tip, you know, like to your opponent, understanding who you're going up against. And I think Ray did it with Peyton as well, and some of the other guys along the career that these guys are just there's a genuine respect between them.
Hey, Mike, what did you think they put Jerry Coleman's face on the Jumbotron with his statement about Buffalo being a city of losers?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. We're all the way on the opposite side of that. You know, him up on the Jumbotron. And at first we kind of look at him and we go, whoa, that's Jerry Coleman.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you can hear the stadium starting to trash him. And we're just laughing because it's Jerry Coleman and he's one of us. But for some reason, they just go after this guy. They are relentless on him. And I did send him a text at the time and said, you just appeared on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, when we got you back at 9:15, I do want to, as we recap the game from last night, I want to get your thoughts in that segment on the future as well and maybe what the offseason might look like with this team, because could be some players that aren't going to be back, and I think the look of the team could be totally different. But appreciate it, Mike. We'll talk to you again at 9:15.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Preston. All right, we've got phone callers we're going to get to. We have our AFC North report that's coming up. More Bite Me. Again, as I said, Mike's going to join us again in the 9 o'clock hour, kind of looking at next year's team a little bit and going back over the report card. But up next, take your phone call and we'll give you an AFC North report right here on The Fan.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.